Mandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam.
Brahmananda 问 Brahmana 婆罗门是永远不会受雇于人给人打工的对吗
You die of starvation you not accept any employment
Prabhupada 回答他宁愿饿死也不会受雇于人
That is Brahmana
这就是 Brahmana
Kshatriya also that and Vaishya
Kshatriya 和 Vaishya 也是这样
Only Shudra
只有书者才会给人打工。
Vaishya will find out some business.
一个 Vaishya 总能找到生意做。
He'll find out some business.
他总能找到生意做。
There is a practical story.
有一个真实的故事。
One Mr. Nandi Long Long in the Calcutta.
很久很久以前在印度加尔各答有一名 Nandi 先生
He went to some friend that if you can give me a little capital I can start some business
他去找一个朋友跟他朋友说你能不能借我点钱我想做点生意
So he said you are Vaishya
他的朋友就问他说你不是一个 Vaishya 是一名商人吗
Yes
他说是的、
You are asking money from me
他的朋友就说那你还问我要钱
Money is on the street You can find out
钱就在大街上你找得到的、
So he said I don't know
他说我没找到
Don't find, what is that? That
他朋友说你没找到怎么没找到呢
that is a dead, mouse.
他的朋友说你看你看那个死老鼠
that is your capital.
那就是你的启动资金
So in those days Plague in Calcutta, plague was going on.
所以你明白了，因为当时在印度加尔各答正好有鼠疫。
The municipal declaration was any dead mouse brought to the municipal office will be paid $2.
因此，当时的市政府就发出一个宣告。市政府宣布说任何人如果能够找到死老鼠带到市政办公厅他就能得到两安娜安娜是印度古老的货币单位16安娜等于一卢比
So he took that dead body of the mouse and took the municipal lobby
所以南迪先生就把这个死老鼠的尸体带到了市政办公室他就市政办公室就付给他两安娜
That's for two and a half So he purchased some rotten betel nuts
他就用这两安娜的钱买了一些腐烂的槟榔果
For two and a half And washed it and sold it at four and a half or
And then he put this rotten banana peel, washed it, and sold it at 4 annas or 5 annas.
In this way, again, that man became so rich man.
就这样一次又一次的卖，一次又一次的卖，而这个人最终变得特别有钱。
One of the family members was our God, was Nandi family.
他们家被称为是 Nandi 家族他们家族其中一位成员就是我们的神兄弟
That's Nandi family still they have got 400-500 men
直到今日，这个南地家族依然养活着400人，每天都有400人要吃饭，400到500人。
To eat daily, a big aristocratic family.
这是一个很大的贵族家庭。
And that family is, regulation is as soon as one son or daughter is born, 5,000 rupees deposited in the bank. And at the time of his marriage, that 5,000 rupees in interest he can take it.
他们家有一个规矩，就是每当家里面有女儿或者儿子出生的时候，就会给银行里面存5000卢比。等到这个女儿或者儿子结婚的时候，这五千卢比会连本带息的取出来。
Otherwise, there is no more sharing the capital.
除此之外，就没有任何的股本了。
And everyone who lives in the family, he gets eating and shelter.
就这样，这个家族的每个人都有的吃，有的住。
This is it. But the original, the establisher of this family, Nandi.
但是这个家族，南地家族最初的创业者，最初的创业者就是这位南地先生。
He started his business with a dead rat.
他就是通过一只死老鼠起的家。
That is actually fact. That if one wants to live independently, in Calcutta I have seen, and in poor class bushes, and in the morning,they take some dal, bag of dal, and go door to door. Dal is equal everywhere.
这是一个事实。我们看到，在加尔各答，有人如果你想独立的生活的话，是有办法的。我们看到在加尔各答，有人会早上带一袋子的绿豆，挨家挨户去卖。因为每个地方人们都是需要绿豆的。
The morning he makes dal business, and in the evening he takes one canister of kerosene oil. In the evening, everyone will request.
早上他去卖绿豆，晚上又会去卖煤油。晚上他会带一小罐的煤油，挨家挨户去用去卖，因为晚上人们都会用到煤油。
Still, you'll find in India, nobody was seeking for employment.
即便现在你也会看到，在印度没人找工作的。
Every little whatever he has got, is selling some groundnuts or the peanuts.
无论他有什么，哪怕是一点点的东西，比如说一些碾碎的。干果、坚果或者是花生，他就都会拿出去卖。
Something is doing. After all, Krishna is giving maintenance to everyone.
他总能有事做，毕竟 Krishna 在维系着每个人，在养活着每个人。
It is a mistake to think that this man is giving me maintenance.
如果你觉得这个人他在维系我，在养活我，这是一个错误的观点，错误的想法。
No, Shastra says, "Eko jo bhunam vidhati kama." It is confidence in Krishna.
不是这样，经典当中说了，要对 Krishna 有信心。
That Krishna has given me life. Krishna has sent me here.
是 Krishna 给了我生命 ，Krishna 派我来这里的。
So he gave me my maintenance.
所以他会维系我的。
So according to my capacity, let me do something, and through that source, Krishna's maintenance will come.
所以我就按照我的能力做一点事，根据我所做的事情 Krishna 自然会维系我的。